Hey, what's up, guys? It's Darius with a guy's perspective. Guys, so let me get started with what I have to say. So just about 2 days ago, I commented on a story on something on TikTok, a video. And what the video said was, you know, why do we always ask the question of, you know, disrespecting mothers when single mothers don't usually have something to be respected for, you know, like basically why are they always disrespected in a sense? And he goes into detail what his story, and his story was pretty much, you know, he was going to town on this woman, and he said, you know what, you know, I didn't know your son was here. And I shouldn't be around your son like that. And she was like, nah, it's cool, it's cool. So then he thinks, how many dudes has this son seen walk through here? And what type of impact would that be for your son constantly seeing different dudes walking in and out? And I would say from experience, as someone who has dated and is dating a single mother, you should not position yourself to be around a kid so early on. You should always set that boundary like, hey, do you have, you know, kids and I shouldn't be around them? We'll wait for that later on, because you setting yourself up for the kid to, you know, think, you know, okay, this is going to be new daddy. But my comment said, my comment was, you know, the reason why single mothers aren't respected is because they lie to us about why daddy left. So let me get into that. Why daddy left? It ain't the point of daddy left. I'm saying why he left. There's a multitude of reasons, and it, within 2 days, it's up to like 3,000 likes and comments, all within support, for the majority part, all within support of what I'm saying is, you know, the single mothers would paint a picture of this man to be a no good father, when it really, in reality, is usually, oh, well, I didn't want him, so I wanted to spite him, and I utilize you as a tool to get to him. So on the next podcast, we will reissue the single parenthood, but with the subtopic, you know, what is a deadbeat dad? Because it's too often that we think, because this man left, quote unquote, left the family, that he's a deadbeat dad. And more often than not, it's really because he's trying to be in that kid's life, and the mother is so bitter, or the mother doesn't want to deal with his bullshit. I'm not saying he doesn't come with bullshit, but because the mother doesn't want to deal with his bullshit, that they cannot have a co-parenting situation. I think you should, as, you know, single parents, explore co-parenting before putting someone on child support. Because once you put this man, because I rarely see cases of women being on child support. But once you put this man on child support, he cannot redeem himself from a financial standpoint. And because of a financial burden that puts him in, because we all know it takes two incomes to raise a child in a household, we're not about to sit here and act like mothers are utilizing this child support money for the child. We're not about to sit here and keep playing that game. And we're not about to keep playing the game also that men are not stepping up. So it's a multitude of reasons that I want to go into. But, you know, stay tuned. and we'll discuss it in more details. Thank you guys for the support. Keep listening. Traditionalism versus modernism. It was the last video. I'm not sure if this is going to be the direct next video, but in the coming future, this will be a video. This will be a topic of discussion. We have to get into it because I do see that we have a lot of, you know, disgruntled behavior and developmental issues with, you know, surrounding deadbeat dad. And go on TikTok and you will see, you know, different questions that I posted. It's Dete, D-E-T-E, underscore G-I-B-S, 37. Go look me up on TikTok and you'll see the questions that I've posted. You know, check that out. Again, this is Darius with a God's perspective. Peace.